from KQED.
For the past 40 or so years, historically black colleges and universities have been struggling to attract top students. Part of the problem has been HBCUs, which are chronically underfunded, have had a hard time luring and retaining new faculty. Meanwhile, Google and other tech firms are struggling to attract black engineers. That's why the HBCU Howard University is opening up a site on Google, a campus dubbed Howard West. Here's Queena Kim, senior editor of KQED's Silicon Valley Desk.
In the fall, Google released its latest employee diversity report. It detailed the gender and ethnicity of everyone Google hired in 2015. And while the number of black employees went up, they still represent only 2% of Google's workforce. At the time, Google said it fell short of its diversity goal. With Howard West, Google believes it can meet that goal faster. Bonita Stewart is the Vice President of Global Partnerships at Google.
We have the opportunity to be able to build a qualified pipeline of talent across the black community.
The pipeline, or the pipeline problem, is an idea commonly held in Silicon Valley that there just aren't enough blacks, Latinos, and women with computer programming skills to fill jobs. To build that pipeline, Howard West will bring 25 of its students to Google's headquarters this summer. They'll be mentored by Google engineers and get regular classroom instruction from Howard professors. Howard and Google plan to train 750 students in 5 years and will eventually open the program to students from all historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs. Wayne Frederick is the president of Howard University. He says the instruction is important.
But I think just as important would include exposure to the culture here.
Frederick heard from alums working in the industry who said Howard prepared them technically but not culturally to work in Silicon Valley.
So for instance, obviously your listeners can't see me, but I'm dressed in a suit and a tie, and I haven't seen anybody else in a suit and a tie. So that's one example of just being exposed to that culture.
Christian Simamora is with Code 2040. It's a nonprofit that's dedicated to increasing the number of blacks and Latinos in the tech sector. He applauds the opening of Howard West, but
a caution that I have is that the narrative is framed as a pipeline problem. We would hire more black engineers if we could find them. The fact of the matter is the talent is there.
Simamora says around 18% of computer science majors in the U.S. identify as black or Latino, but they represent only 5% of the technology workforce. He says the problem is with recruitment.
Many of the top tech companies are not even recruiting at the HBCUs. Like Howard, Spelman, all of these schools have CS programs.
Why aren't they recruiting there?
I can't speak for companies. But what's fascinating to me is that tech disrupts. Tech hiring does not disrupt. It does not question what has come before it.
Simamora says many tech companies continue to focus their recruitment efforts at a handful of schools. Stanford, Harvard, MIT. And in that way, he says the opening of Howard West at Google is disruptive. It might force the tech industry to start thinking differently. For the California Report, I'm Queena Kim.